880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that lead-in that I had today. Have no idea where that came from or why it was played before my business show on the All Business Station. But high five to those guys. And I wish the Johnny a speedy recovery to the folks in his family that caused him to have to leave on out of town on an emergency so we can have Johnny's half hour leading us in next week again. Hey, the U.S. stocks rose on jobless claims amid the NASDAQ trading halt. So what does all that mean? That means that the computer breakdown shook the American equity trading again today as a malfunction shut things down for about 3 hours. However, the stocks rose on data showing improving global manufacturing and the fact that the American labor market continues to improve. Things like signs of stabilization in China and the improvement in Europe are helping U.S. multinationals in the long run. Well, hey, how about the short run? All I can tell you is that all those phantom cities in China got to be telling us something. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm sure we're going to find out. And if you think that the data is improving so much overseas, I'd like to really see it improve over here. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. It's going to be a great show. The first half hour is all about the retail center industry. I went to the International Council of Shopping Centers annual conference in Orlando this week. I'm going to talk about the things that I saw, development trends, hot markets, hot ideas, hot tenants, where are the jobs, what role is social media playing, where do we go from here. Then in our second half hour, we're going to have our UHealth guest, Dr. Mecker Moeller. She's the assistant professor of surgery at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the Miller School of Medicine. She does a high-pec procedure. It's this really cool new way to do chemotherapy. It helps you really have a lot better quality of life. So we're going to be talking to her. Then we're going to wrap up the show with Tarek Maddox. He's a trainer who worked with the New York Jets. Down here, he works with guys like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller and yours truly. We're going to talk about why push-ups may be bad for you. Stick with us. We've got a super show packed to the rim. Stevie, take me out and then bring me back.
Everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Oh, that commercial just gets me going. I cannot wait. I've got my tickets. Tarek and I are going to the game Saturday. It is going to be awesome. And you know, as we get older, we're at risk for developing cataracts with the new laser cataract procedure, co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, and new high-definition lenses you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been rated number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BaskinPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020. I'll give you the number again, 305-243-2020, and make sure you schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're buying, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I have a very special announcement to make. I have made the big time. At Ready for Hillary has followed me on Twitter. I love it. Don't you just love that, Stevie? What is it? I mean, I don't understand. All right, listen, you heard us advertise about Lawrence Kids and that you can't keep secrets, and you've been listening to what we've been doing all this time to help protect the children and the at-risk kids here in our state. Well, there is now an opportunity to buy a Lawrence Kids license plate. Look on my Twitter feed or go to lawrencekids.com and you can find directions. We need to get 1,000 reservations before they'll commit to doing the license plate. Now, my wife, my mom, we've all signed up, and I encourage you to do so as well. You go to our website or our Facebook, you'll see the events that we put on with Lauren. You know that this is one of the most important things you can do. 98% of the child abuse could be avoided or stopped with education. Help us help the people that cannot protect themselves. Now, I want to switch gears a little. I've been sort of out of the loop about what's been happening because I got U-verse 2 weeks ago. So after watching the entire first season of Homeland, I'm now diving in and plowing through the entire first season of Network. I cannot wait. And oh, by the way, I want to give a high five out to Fox Sports One. If you guys have not seen the new Fox Sports One comment show at the, you know, the guys that do it from Canada, they are hilarious. I'm sitting there watching, brushing my teeth last night, and they just started one of their bits that made me spit up my toothpaste and grab my stomach. I was laughing so hard. So high five to Fox Sports One. I also want to send a shout out to all the folks that I met at the ULI Young Leaders event yesterday night in my suite at the Marlins game. Thanks to the Marlins for helping us out with a fabulous night. They gave us a great suite in the lower level. It was amazing right behind home plate. Had a bunch of people that hadn't been to a Marlins game. They loved the environment. And we got a foul ball. High five to Dustin for catching the foul ball at the game. Last topic before we get rolling on the ICSC, Richie Incognito, innocent. Believe me, everybody, it was just Richie protecting his friend who might be, let's say, one of the starting wide receivers on the Dolphins, maybe. So high five to Richie Incognito, putting himself between one of the valuable pieces on our team besides him and some guy who was just nuts. So thank you, Richie. High five to Richie Incognito. Now, I was talking to everybody earlier in the show about how I attended the International Council of Shopping Centers Convention in Orlando. In a word, it's optimistic. The shopping center industry is coming back. Every sector in the industry continues to show growth and improvement. However, there were a lot of people that weren't there this year that were there in the past. And what I'm noticing is an evolution in the industry. Maybe it's because I'm just getting old, but everybody seems to be getting younger and fewer people my age are going to the show. I found that on the final day, when you're going around and talking to all of the different people in their booths, the only people I knew were the owners. They're the only ones that are old enough to remember what's going on. One of our listeners just emailed me and alerted me that it's laurenskid.org. Laurenskids.org. Go there, sign up, and get your Lawrence Kids license plate and let everybody know where you stand on the issue that, to me, is one of the most important to face us every day. Oh, I can't talk enough about how important that is. High five to our listener for letting me know that I made the mistake. I apologize to Lauren's kids. So the ICSC event was wild. So let's talk about some of the things I touted. Development trends. What's going on in development? Well, what's going on is that there's a wide variety of different sectors in the retail environment. We'll talk about a few of them. Fortress Regional Malls, call them the Aventura Mall or Dadeland. There isn't a lot of stuff that you can do to a mall like that, so they're being redeveloped. You saw them in Aventura when they added some of the food court and some of the improvements to the parking garage, et cetera, that they did there. You're seeing Dadeland Everett adding its little area, the Sawgrass Mills Value Center Super Regional Mall, that added something too. So the top locations are adding on. But what's going on with the malls that need to be redeveloped? They're being redeveloped. Look at the Palm Beach Mall up at I-95 and golly gee, what is it, Palm Beach? I can't remember what street it's on, but right off I-95 in downtown Palm Beach by what I used to call the Leaky Teepee, where we used to go watch the Braves and the Expos play. Oh, my old man. And that's being totally gut redeveloped as a value center. So the regional malls, they're going through an evolution. The strongest ones are getting stronger. The weakest ones are disappearing. What's going on in other sectors? Well, the value mall area is exploding. We're doing a number of them as investors. And so that's sort of what we're doing. And then there are the grocery anchored shopping centers. And there's two types of grocery anchored shopping centers. There's the ones that contain what I call a lot of pro forma space. Envision the centers in the middle of Broward County that have all little small shops that are really a bunch of tattoo parlors, churches, and gyms. They may have a little bit too much extra space in them, maybe a big parking lot. That there's an apartment site. And then you've got the in-town grocery locations, like the one they're trying to do in Wynwood for Walmart. And that shows you that single stores are being developed in locations. And then there is the question of where are the new grocery anchored retail centers going to be? And the answer is there won't be too many of them because most of the areas already have a lot of competition. What you'll see is redevelopment of some of the existing shuttered or underperforming centers, and they'll be reopening as Walmarts. Walmart will be coming to a town near you. So just keep looking. That's sort of what's going on the grocery anchored side. Now let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in the capital market side. The capital market side is there's not a lot of trades going on. The trades that are going on, if they have a Publix, your buyer's probably Publix protecting itself. If it's a lease, the leases are cranking. There's a lot of leases as the economy continues to bubble. Small tenants are starting to refill the space. The small tenants are able to now get credit a little easier, so they're coming back. Also, there are a lot of smaller credit tenants that are looking to expand, and then the junior anchors, people like Ross, are also out there. The number one big tenant, Target, that French retailer out of Minnesota, is expanding. So you'll be seeing Target probably popping up a little bit near you too. Stevie's giving me the finger, which means it's almost time to go. So I'm going to break a little early because I want to get to the other good stuff on the backside of the commercial. So stick with me. More stuff about what I learned at the ICSE, International Council of Shopping Centers Convention in Orlando. Stevie, take me away.
We'll be right back.
I wanted the guitar solo, man. And the other thing I want to do is I want to remind you about my good friends at Warren Henry. They're always looking for the breeze to be at their back. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I'm sorry I'm out of breath, but I was dancing to that music. Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement. My gosh, I can't catch my breath. First service and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, everybody, did you know that only 6% of NFL, I can't believe that number, 6% of NFL fans, only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live. I've been blessed. I go to all of them. There's nothing better than attending an NFL game live, starting with the tailgating. Larry and I are going to be meeting up and doing the tailgating, then enjoying the game amongst thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with our kids, family, friends, and business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live, in person, at Sun Life Stadium with me. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's Miami Herald's Half Price Tuesdays at Marlins Park. That's right, all fans get half price tickets to any Tuesday home game in 2013. Go to Marlins.com to get your half price tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
It's actually amazing. When I plan this stuff, I always think, how am I going to fill the time? And when I start, I always run out. So we're going to have to go pretty fast through some of the other things that I saw at the ICSC event in Orlando, ICSC, the Florida Conference. I want to talk a little bit about the technology that I saw there. I ran into a person that I've been tweeting at ICSC and at ICSC underscore recon. Awesome, amazing person. We met, we talked. It was great to share the Twitter moment. And then we connected on Twitter as both ICSC and Freed on Business and Jim Freed and as the individual. If you want to know who the individual is, go to my Twitter feed, and go see if you can figure it out. I also met somebody else that I connected with by tweeting with at ICSC, and that's at Shopping Centers. And you go, well, that's a pretty trite thing to tweet as. Well, because the dude got at Shopping Centers, Google found him, and this guy is a Google Glass Explorer. So if you go on my Twitter feed, you're going to see the fact that I tried on the Google Glass. I got to explore. Pretty neat, pretty neat, pretty cool, pretty rudimentary for now, but I loved being a cutting edge Google Explore. So let's get back a little bit more to the ICSC convention and what I learned. The market is definitely getting healthier. There's transactions out there. People are making money. It's mostly in leasing, not really in the investment side. There's a little bit of financing going on. But again, financing for these stabilized deals is pretty standard. And if it's a non-stabilized deal, you should call me because I got equity to co-invest with you. You can call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Just had to get that out there. Now, the market's getting healthier. the tenants that are out there, Target, Walmart, Ross, Wawa, a whole bunch of others. But if you noticed, I'm not really saying a lot of the big grocery stores, because a lot of the big grocery store infrastructure got fitted out when we did all of the big expansion of the residential in the last cycle. Now it's going to all fit in with people like Walmart looking to bring their neighborhood markets into some in-town infill locations like the ones you're reading about up in Broward County. Now, one of the things that is having a big impact is showrooming. When somebody goes in and looks at something on the floor and then buys it on the internet. Gotta tell you, just about everybody I know does this at this point. They go in, they go to Staples or whatever, and they go see what they want or maybe what they don't want. And even Staples will tell you when you're checking out that you can go, you know, look online for more selections. So I think that it became a problem. Now it's being embraced by the retailers as they try to capture the sales that were being lost to the internet. That, along with the fact that there's a big push for the national sales tax on internet purchases, they're trying to level the playing field for bricks and sticks, but you're still seeing the contraction of footprints for retailers like Best Buy. If I was going to be a guy or a gal in retail in the business today in Miami-Dade County, I'd be in retail restaurant leasing for ground floor retail in these condos that are being built and the condos that already were built and the restaurants that keep on cycling through. All kinds of new concepts, all kinds of new restaurateurs, all kinds of new submarkets of upscale hip people in Miami. That's right, I said all kinds of new neighborhoods of upscale hip people in Miami are looking for places to eat, walk their dog, buy pet food, get your bike fixed, all these different collateral services, boutiques for both clothes and home furnishings are exploding. The small tenant retailers are back because they can suddenly get credit. Now let's talk about Miami and Dade County versus the rest of South Florida. Miami-Dade County's hot. The rest of South Florida, not so much. Still recovering. Again, remember where the job growth and the quality high-end jobs are located. But more than that, think about the things that cannot be quantified. The international visitors that are coming to Miami-Dade County, and I'll be nice and say coastal southern Broward County, even though that's a stretch, and perhaps Palm Beach County in the highest end locations. Those dollars are helping Southeast Florida recover faster and stronger than any other markets. You heard Craig Studnicki talking last week about how his friend Phil Spiegelman always says Florida leads you in. I mean, Florida is the last in and Florida is the first out, and Phil's right. Florida versus the rest of the United States. Again, South Florida is a shining beacon. The rest of the United States is basically traveling with the rest of Florida, except in the really concentrated job growth areas of places like Houston. Even Pittsburgh. That's right, Pittsburgh. You go, why Pittsburgh? Think shale oil. Think new energy. It's just out there. Now let's talk about the different types of tenants that are out there. The triple net tenant is there. The freestanding triple net guy, let's call him the Wawa gas station, that tenant is out there. Walgreens, Staples, CVS, those tenants are out there, but not as strong as they were before, not necessarily, as they consolidate their positions and replumb themselves to take advantage of the evolution of the shopping patterns of the rest of us. And then there's the value category. The value category is exploding. You know, some of the highest rated Walmart store openings are happening in some of the wealthiest zip codes that they've opened stores in. You go, why? I'll tell you why. I'm going to go nuts if my wife is paying too much at one store for something she can get at the other store. Now, that doesn't mean I want her driving across town, but if it's across the street from each other, starts to make it kind of an interesting situation. And now Publix is facing off in some places against Walmart, and I think that it'll be an interesting thing to see how all that plays out. I still think that the discerning shopper will get what they want where they want it, but it'll be real interesting to see what happens in the different locations. Publix and Walmart. Didn't hear me mention Winn-Dixie once, did you? I didn't think so. Stevie's going no. Stevie, by the way, just send me the email and I'll make sure that I get you those Marlins tickets that you need for you and your son. I'm getting the thumbs up. Got to thank the Marlins for this. When I was out of town getting ready, packed up Saturday night. So the Marlins, they gave me tickets to Saturday night's game. I had to give them to Lorraine, my special assistant. And so she went and She texted me on Tuesday. She goes, Jim, when are you coming back in the office? I can't wait to see you. I go, I'm coming back Wednesday. So I came back. I got in the office late because I had meetings. So she goes, she's British. She goes, Jim. I go, yeah, Lorraine. She goes, Jim, I can't believe where I sat at the Marlins game. I go, where was that? She goes, in front of the A, right there behind the dugout. They kept rolling the balls at me. It was hilarious. Lorraine, high five to you. But more than that, high five to the Marlins, because the Marlins have really been helping us build our network. They've shown me how you can use the suites as a marketing device. They've helped me to build my contact base by helping me hold special events at the center, at the ballpark. I want to definitely give a high five to Orestes, Big Oreo Miami. Orestes, thank you so much for helping us all out. And by the way, anybody needs some Marlins hookup, Jim at Freedon Business, I'll make sure that you get in there, you talk to the right people, you get all squared away for next year. And oh, by the way, next year I think they're going to be pretty good. I mean, let's face it. And oh, by the way, I also think that Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Stanton, sounds much more like a home run hitter. Please change your name back and find your groove again, dude. Now, back to the ICSC. So the last thing I want to talk about is the type of owners that are out there. Individual owners that had owned these shopping centers have been, you know, slowly divesting themselves. Although the individual owner is still the way most of these centers are owned. It's slowly going away as different business organizations start to target the different niches to acquire them. Best position is if you own the stuff all cash. But if you do, I'd get my mortgages now. Because you know inflation's coming. You know that QE, the quantitative easing, is ending. I think they talked about it today of ending, starting it to end next year. They're going to eventually have to end it, and that'll end the engineered prices that they've had in the commercial real estate business. They've had engineered prices in the residential real estate in the last cycle, and look how that all ended. Well, I don't want to say that that's the way it's going to end with commercial real estate, but when rates go up, cap rates are going to follow it, and when cap rates follow the interest rates up, we all know about the inverse relationship or the IRV thing you got in your real estate class when you got your license. So if interest rate goes up, cap rates go up, and prices go down. It'll be interesting to see how all that adjusts across the commercial real estate spectrum. Small owners, if they own all cash, they'll be okay. Big owners, if they own all cash, they'll be okay. Somebody with too much leverage better get a new loan, because the leverage is what's going to kill you when the rates go sideways. And oh, by the way, if you're going to go get a mezz, you're going to get that at a much higher rate, and you'll be concerned about what your blended cost of capital is going to be. Now, to finalize all this, I wanted to just say one thing. I'd like to send a shout out to the guy who had the show before me. I'm done talking about retail. I want to talk about the guy that had the studio before me. I'd like to remind him that we all use this studio. You are a new guy. Please clean up after yourself. The sticky stuff from your coffee doesn't go real great with my fancy Hermes tie. Stevie's cracking up. I think my next guest is on the line. So Stevie is going to take me away, and we are going to come back and talk about cutting edge technology and cancer treatment that can help improve the quality of life. I hear Zeppelin. I am ready to go.
Baby, I'm not.
All right, Stevie, you made me get out of breath again. Stevie, you got to stop picking up my favorite songs there. The Breeze, Whole Lot of Love. Oh, man, I'm going to need oxygen. I'm also going to need oxygen Saturday night when the Dolphins start playing. Did you know that only 6%, I say this and I still don't believe it, because I've been going since my dad got me tickets at the Orange Bowl to see the Dolphins and the Jets, Joe Willie Namath. Did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? It's a startling number. There's nothing better than attending a live football game. Starting with the tailgate, I like to join Larry's in. Then enjoying the game amongst thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with our friends, family, business associates, kids, everybody. The best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. And you know I always give you the best advice. And when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game are on that website. Thinking of heading to just one game, three games, or all the games this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. On other sites, you could pay upwards of 25% more or more above face value. At Dolphins.com, you buy direct and save. Dolphins.com, buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, I'm going to take a break from our format, and I'm going to remind everybody that Lawrence Kids just came out with a Florida license tag. So go to lawrencekids.org and join me, my family, my friends, and concerned citizens across the state in protecting our most vital resource, our kids. And you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want, and the Warren Henry family of auto dealers, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey everybody, Discover U Health, the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more about the advances in people shaping the future of healthcare today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Stevie. And you know, we're really deep into the health and wellness part of our show, and I've decided that traffic reporters need to stop giving the traffic. They should just say, traffic stinks out there. Calm down and relax and just be therapists. Because it just stinks everywhere. So everybody, just calm down, relax, kick back. We're going to talk about some health and wellness, some really cool stuff. You're really going to enjoy it. The U Health, University of Miami Health System, they bring us the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. What helps set U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? And that was cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none. At U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. High five to the Miller family for that. Where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10th year in a row. And don't forget the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. We're going to be talking to one of their world-class physicians in just a minute. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these people. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things, like the cancer treatment we're going to talk about in a second. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year.
I just love that music. It's really like a nice little round out into our next segment. And our next segment is our UHealth guest, Dr. Mecker Moeller, Assistant Professor of Surgery at Sylvester's Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Dr. Moeller is doing great work at Sylvester with the HIPEC treatment. It's a heated chemotherapy treatment for cancers in or that have spread to the abdomen. I read an article about this. It's really kind of wild. UM was the first to offer this treatment. Welcome to the show, Dr. Moeller.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, I read the article about this treatment. Really kind of neat. Tell me, how did this all come about?
Well, this treatment actually has been going on for several years, more than 20 years. It started by Dr. Paul Sugarbaker in about 20 years ago. At the time, people were thinking that what he was doing was all experimental, but when more and more patients were getting the treatment, we find out that for patients who have what we call carcinomatosis, or those ones that have cancer that are primary from the peritoneum, will benefit if we were able to resect all the tumor and give high doses of chemotherapy inside the abdominal cavity at the time of the surgery. Those patients will do better than those patients that were getting only intravenous chemotherapy.
Well, doctor, that kind of almost seems intuitive. If you're able to apply it direct, and I was reading the article, you kind of fill up the abdomen, let it slosh around in there for a little while, attacking the bad cells that might be left. It seems very intuitively appropriate.
Yeah, well, it's not for all the type of cancers. There are particular type of cancers that have, an affinity to metastasize to the peritoneal surface. And those ones are the ones that are benefited from this treatment because some of them develop this type of cystic mucin, like a jelly-like type of material that there is no blood supply that actually will get and take the chemo into there.
Wow.
So those type of cancers actually do benefit from getting the high-dose chemo at high temperature because it's not just the chemotherapy. It needs to be the combination of the very high temperatures, 42 degrees, with the chemotherapy. So the synergy of these two things at the time produce the killing of those cells. But we want to have microscopic tumor left in order for this to work and get the bigger benefit to the patients. There are other tumors that doesn't necessarily produce this cystic jelly-like material, but that they actually see the peritoneum, like imagine like wet sand getting through the abdominal viscera. And if we can resect this one and get this chemotherapy on top of those a small amount of tumors, even though it's large amount of there, they do better.
Now let's talk about this for a minute: the peritoneal lining, the colon, the appendix, gastrointestinal tract, and this is one that surprised me, or the ovaries. That's the stuff that this is good for, huh?
That's correct. So mesothelioma is the other one, which is the a primary tumor from the peritoneum. This can happen in the lungs, but they can in the chest, sorry, but it also can happen in the abdomen. And this was actually the first type of tumor that this kind of chemotherapy was used, or this type of treatment, better say. And then these other ones, which are the ones that produce mucin, there are appendiceal tumors that are mucinous type, colon type, colon tumors as well, and the ovaries are the ones that produce this jelly-like material.
Now, what's the five-year data show on this stuff?
Well, it depends on the tumor and depends on the series. For the particular one that I'm talking about, we have higher than 50% survival on these patients as compared to the ones that just received the chemotherapy. And there is some literature that actually get the survival up to 60, 70%, which is still better than what we can achieve with just the IV chemo when we have a spread stage 4 disease. So we are not comparing patients here that the standard patient with colon cancer that got the surgery, the lymph nodes taken out. These are patients that their tumors themselves have already spread into the abdominal cavity when the only thing that you usually used to do in the past was just give them IV chemo and say we can, you know, send them home to
die.
Say this is all that we can do.
Jesus. Well, listen, doctor, it sounds like you're really helping make a real big difference in the lives of people down here. How do people contact you to find out if this is an appropriate direction for them to go? Because I've got to believe that people that are facing this kind of situation are just freaked out and don't know what to do next.
Yeah, that's correct. We have a special nurse. Her name is Joy Ness, and we have in the website there is a phone number that she can be called directly, and she will set up the appointments for the patient, and she helps us to actually organize everything because some of these patients have been actually treated somewhere else. Most of the time when they come to me, they are either because at the place when they had the surgery, they didn't know they have this type of tumor, then they send them to me, or because they progress. So Joy help us to collect all the medical records from the outside, the pathologist slides, the films, to make the patient's office visit to be more coordinated. So basically to help us to coordinate that. Or the other way is to call directly to our office line. But I usually prefer that that Joy get involved because she's excellent, a great nurse, and she makes everything well organized.
Dr. Meckermuller, one of the true angels in our community, give them a call at Sylvester Cancer so that you're not one of the people that gets referred there after the first setup that you did didn't work. Dr. Moeller, thank you for being a member of our international community of doctors that Dr. Goldschmidt's put together there to make the University of Miami Med System the best down here. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to someday meeting you in person. Not as a patient.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk and let people know that there are options even when all the doors are getting closed.
Thank you for keeping open doors for some of the people. Thank you so much, Dr. Moeller. We'll be right back after a quick break with Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about why push-ups may not be good for you. Back after this.
Tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise. I'll be with you, darling. Soon.
Stevie, you're just rocking me to all this cool stuff today. And I want to remind everybody that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I know I do. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's all you can eat Mondays at Marlins Park. Enjoy unlimited munchies like KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water starting at only $22. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets now. Marlins Baseball, dive in.
Oh, man, I'm just so excited about Saturday. Tarek and I are going to be going to the Dolphin games, and Dolphin fans, you know I always give you the best advice. And when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you got to visit Dolphins.com. Don't pay more. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets are there for every game. Thinking of heading to just one game, three games, or all the games? I'm going to beat all of them. Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You know, you can pay upwards of 25% more than face value on other sites for the same exact seating selections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save today and join me at the game.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're getting ready to talk to Tarek Maddox. Tarek and I both work extensively with Lauren's kids, and so I know Tarek won't mind me burning 30 seconds of his time to tell everybody that you need to go to laurenskids.org and order your license plate today to support Lauren's kids and help protect the weakest members of our society. Hey, high five, Tarek. How are you, man?
Fire, Jim. I'm doing fine yourself.
Oh, I can't wait to watch your guy, Lamar Miller, carve him up on Saturday night. You'll be there right next to me. We're going to bring Big D, too.
Yes, sir, man. We got to get the show popping. That's right.
All right, and you don't have to worry about a conflict till later in the season because the Jets don't come till the last game, and by then they'll be so far out of it their fans won't even care.
That is true.
Now, Tarek, I teased this week's segment about, is push-ups a bad thing? And I know that push-ups aren't really a bad thing for most people. Why were they bad for me?
Well, Jim, in your case, push-ups, to some extent, Jim, I didn't want to continue to recommend it just because of what's going on with you and your situation, which isn't really that bad. But, you know, continuing push-ups, eventually we were going to hit a brick wall. So I decided to cut back on the push-ups. You know, doing push-ups kind of, you know, put a lot of pressure on your spinal area. So you're going to want to stay away from that. That's a no-no, definitely.
Well, and there you go. You know, you're giving people kind of an insight to what you do. And the way that we've done it is we've built up a very nice base, and then we just don't push it. If something hurts, we back off. So the old theory of no pain, no gain is really not the way to go today, is it?
No, sir. You got to be smart, number one. You got to be smart.
Now, Tarek, if somebody wants to find you and work out with you, I know Frank is now in the 49ers. I know Lamar is, you know, you see him once in a while now as the thing ramps up. So you've got a little extra time. We've been working out a little more together. If somebody wants to work out like Frank or Lamar, how do they reach you?
Just follow me on Twitter. Everything is linked to my Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's correct spelling is T-E-R-E-K Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X.
Oh, I just love it. John, I'm sure Johnny's high-fiving up there in New York about how you make sure everybody just contacts you on Twitter. Johnny's always saying it's just a telephone, and that's the way I know that you and I use it. And Wellness Chick, she's out there too.
Yeah.
Now, Tarek, instead of doing the traditional push-ups, there's some alternatives. I don't need you to get into specifics right now. People need to come and see you if they want to get the specific exercise we're doing. But there are different styles of I don't want to call them push-ups, but they are motions that are supplemental and complementary, aren't there?
Definitely. We can definitely still target the pec area, which is the chest, the large muscle groups. Push-ups are a compound exercise. You're working more than, you know, multi-joint areas of the body and the upper body of the delts and the triceps. But there are better ways to kind of target those muscle groups and still get the same effects, if not better, than what we're doing.
I was absolutely amazed last night as I was, I can only just say it this way, peeling off my undershirt, talking to my wife, and I just, by accident, articulated my shoulder and arm just a certain way. And I got to tell you, I didn't know there were that many tendons or ligaments or whatever up in my shoulder.
Yes.
Tarek, you are just doing one heck of a job building out this 52-year-old body, man.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can, Jim. You're doing a great job pushing yourself, but I'm staying away from those push-ups right now at this point, Jim, are a big concern for me. So we had to switch it up, and if you want to know what we're doing, what kind of exercises we're doing, you got to come check us out.
That's right. They got to follow you at Tarek Maddox. And now, we still do a lot of other exercises, though. We do exercises that basically make me push my body weight. I must admit that for the first time, I did pick up a 2.25-pound weight, and I don't think we're ever going to get past 5 on that. But I must admit, I can't say it anymore. We are using a weight. It weighs 2.5 pounds. Oh, and we use a 4-pound medicine ball. I forgot.
That's right, and definitely. And with the smaller weights, with the 2.5s or the medicine balls, the exercises are still critiqued down, but I narrow it down very much so, and we still target those areas that you need to hit, just in different ways. And like I said, I won't go into detail what we do, but still very intricate exercises, but they work, right, Jim? You still feel it, right?
They totally work. I completely feel it. I feel it, but I don't hurt the next day. And that's what's important. And I want to talk about another workout we're going to get. It's the workout that we're going to get together on Saturday night. I'm going to go. I'm getting the Dolphin tickets. We're going to be sitting in the club seats with our blue parking pass.
All right.
So you better make sure. You better make sure that we can get the right set of people there. And we're going to cheer on Lamar. We're going to cheer on the rest. Richie Incognito. Richie Incognito is like my favorite player now. The guy stood up for one of our wide receivers. We'll leave it at that, because I don't want to tell too much, and stop that guy from getting pummeled. And I got to believe, proved that he is a true leader on the team. And I, from what I understand, he showed up the next day. He looked like he had walked into the wrong side of a truck, but he was not the aggressor. This other guy was. And so it's just a matter of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but he's a good guy. And so we're going to watch Richie, Lamar, Ryan Tannehill, and the rest of them. On Saturday, you're going to come over. We're going to go early. We're going to tailgate. You know what? We should look for Larry Zinn's tailgate.
Yeah, we should do that, Jim. How about it?
Yeah, we're going to do that. So I'm going to write that down. We're going to do that. Tat, I'll see you on Saturday, Tarek.
All right, I'm all for it. Lamar, good luck. Miami Dolphins, good luck. Let's kick some booty and let's have a lot of fun, guys.
All right, that's Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tarek Maddox, and you can work out like a pro, just like I do. Now, I got to write down Larry Tailgate with Tarek. All right, there we go. That's there. It's in my pocket, and it's going to happen.
Right.
All right, Tarek. I will see you Saturday. We're going to wrap the show. Steve, is it time to wrap the show?
Guys. Awesome show. Much love. Talk to you guys next time.
You're the best, Tarek. That's Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. He, along with Wellness Chick, helped keep me fit and trim for life. Now, it's time to wrap up the show, and there's something I want to do. I want to thank everybody that was at the ICSC convention just for being there, for being part of the industry. I want to thank UHealth. UHealth provides amazing, amazing guests for us each week. This cancer thing today was just terrific. I want to thank, of course, Tarek Maddox, my friends at the NFL alumni, always caring for kids. Of course, the Miami Marlins. I want to thank the Miami Marlins for teaching me how to network at the ballpark. Go to my website or look at my Twitter feed and see how we do it. It's amazing. I'm meeting new people every time I do one of those networking events, and they appreciate it, and they enjoy the Marlins game. Giancarlo Stanton hit one out, and we got a foul ball last night. So high five to Dustin for getting the foul ball. Thanks to the Miami Dolphins for being a sponsor. Cannot wait to go watch the new version on Saturday. It's going to be awesome. Lauren's Kids, make sure you go to laurenskids.org and get your license plate to support Lauren and to protect our society's most vulnerable people. I want to thank the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, again, UHealth, and I want to thank you, our listeners. Without our listeners, this show wouldn't be possible. And as I get out into the events and into the meetings, I'm meeting people that are listeners, and I want to thank you all. And I'm so pleased that you come up and tell me what I'm doing right and sometimes what I'm doing wrong. I want to make sure you join our community, give us feedback, comment. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. Go to our Facebook page. You hear me talking about LinkedIn occasionally, YouTube a lot, but it's Twitter where I do my damage. Our website gets a bunch of hits all the time, and if you missed our show, it'll be posted on the website as soon as I can get it to Robert Pitts. If you want to hear a rebroadcast, it'll be on at 10 o'clock this Monday. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 5, where I'm going to make sure I talk about the LawrenceKid.org license plate again. Make sure you go there. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim.